Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side studios, local, state, national stuff, all the issues, solid conservative, just plain right. So I'm going to go ahead and say the phone lines are open. If you want to call in, I'll jump on calls with you, 866-494-9866. And listen, we're going to move to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it. That's not how this works. That's not how this works. So it's amazing when you stop and think about it that liberals are allowed to redefine reality whenever they feel like it. It's okay. They can go ahead and take the English language and they can bend it to what they want. They can decide that, I don't know, maybe a they-them pronoun is allowed to apply to a singular individual. No, it doesn't. That is not grammatically correct. You cannot just say, well, because I say it does it. And what's crazy, too, is you've got educators that are going along with this. Like in school where they teach grammar, they're allowing they, them to be used for singular. What about the fact, though, that the biggest issue here is that the gender ideologues that are out there are saying that, you know, hey, how dare you not believe what I just told you, that men can have babies? It doesn't work that way. I'm so sorry. Wake up. Listen to us speak truth to you. It does not work that way. You can say it all you want to. Now, you can, you know, I recognize there are people of a different persuasion. The homosexual lifestyle is not my lifestyle whatsoever, but I recognize they are out there. But you cannot just bend the ideology to be whatever you need it to be at this particular non-binary. There's no such thing. I know some of you are freaking out right now. How, did he just say that? There's no such thing as non-binary? There's no such thing as non-binary. You are male or female, period. You just are. There is no such thing as a man getting pregnant. It can't happen. It's biologically impossible. You demanded for the last 2-3 years that we follow the science, when it comes to COVID, but we can't follow the science on things that are truly accepted science, like, I don't know, anatomy, physiology, biology in general. It boggles the mind. I've got a clip for you I want to play. This is what sparked this. I don't know how many of y'all saw this, but yesterday, oh, it's actually the same thing as up on Fox right now. I'm sitting here looking up on the screen and realizing that I'm about to talk about what they're talking about on the 5. Sometimes I think they steal my material. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I've got a clip. Senator Josh Hawley was lauded by some for his patience, but encouraged by others for daring to ask the questions of the most condescending liberal law professor. And by the way, she's a law professor. My gosh, what is happening in her classroom? So yeah, I got clips right now. We're gonna play it. Audio, copper, clip 2. Go ahead and play it.
Now, Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
That this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning?
Because
we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking you if you're talking about women having pregnancies?
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
Oh, I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Wow. Wow. By the way, UCal Berkeley School of Law, she's a tenured professor there. And that was her testifying to Congress before a U.S. Senate hearing. She is testifying. And by the way, that was her condescending, Are they? I take issue with you. This is your trans. He's simply asking the question, do you or do you not believe that men can get pregnant? I'd like to point out that your line of questioning is transphobic. It doesn't work that way, all right? I don't care what law degree she has. And by the way, I pity the students that have to be in her class. Can you imagine? That's who's teaching the next round of lawyers to come out of UCal Berkeley. To interpret the laws of the state. And what are they going to, what, and by the way, what are they going to interpret? Because if she can interpret life in general to be so generalized that it is whatever she declares it to be, then what does she do with the law? I guarantee you she's not a strict constructionist when it comes to the U.S. Constitution. Story on National Review yesterday. By the way, that's not how this works, is what I'm calling number three of the Triple Dipper. National Review, after that exchange between Holly and the professor, Professor Bridges of UCal Berkeley, National Review pointed out, said it's not often that Senator Josh Hawley gets criticized for not going hard enough in a Senate hearing, but this column will be one of those rare times because they felt like he should have just wore her out. And they had the exchange that I just played for you. And there was nothing wrong with how Hawley approached Professor Bridges, they point out, and I agree. There was quite a bit right about it, and I agree. It says that Hawley was widely praised after the exchange by many people, and by ultimately this exchange demonstrated what they call the seriousness of the challenge that gender ideology poses and the insufficiency of just being allowed to ask the right questions and waiting for people to laugh this thing off the stage. That's what's going to have to happen. We have to keep asking the questions because when they open their mouths and espouse those things in an actual professional environment, like, I don't know, before the U.S. Senate, it makes them sound as ridiculous as we know them to be. But when it comes from their own mouth and things like that happen, sooner or later, society's going to say, why are we putting up with this? This is stupid. It doesn't work that way. You can't go down that road and maintain some measure of credibility. Well, I'm just telling you right now, sooner or later, we got to laugh them off the stage. But we also have to, like I said earlier in my monologue at the beginning of the show, we have to recognize we are allowed to ask, like Senator Hawley said, so I'm not allowed to ask these questions? You're transphobic. You're causing suicide to escalate among the trans community. No, he's not. By the way, if you don't ask the questions, you're wrong. If you're cowed into not being allowed to dialogue, you're wrong. It's not as if they've got a real leg to stand on. The article I've got here from National Review points out that the thing that we deal with here is what he calls, the author calls, the testimony of inner experience and identity is assumed to be real, he says, because it's been cabined off from all the other factors. So basically, this is like when Oprah looked at them and said, you have to speak your truth. Well, it doesn't work that way. In real life, participation trophies don't happen, all right? In real life, the notion that everyone's a winner and you can follow your truth, that's not real life. I'm not saying that you have to walk around on eggshells. In fact, far from it. We should be allowed to have this dialogue. Go ahead and be uncomfortable, Professor Bridges, because most of the world does not agree with you. In fact, I would dare say that 99% of the world doesn't agree with you. But the reality is, we've got a situation right now where they have so, in the words of this author, Michael Brennan Daugherty from National Review, they have so cabined off the ability to ask questions about what their internal dialogue with themselves is saying that they call themselves real when it's not. Folks, I'm going to tell you, that's not the way it works. That is not real life. Men do not get pregnant. And we have to quit allowing what the author from National Review calls transanity, because that's where we are right now. Well, I got a caller on line two, so Copper, you highlight it when you're ready for me to grab that one on line two. I'll go ahead and take it and see where it goes. Yeah, line two, Shane from Decatur. Shane, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing as well.
I am, sir.
I like to say that, you know, I learn a little bit every time I tune in, but I have to say, buddy, that I feel dumber for listening to that last clip.
Well, you know, Senator Hawley tried to be nice, say he learned a lot too, but I think what he was speaking of was basically that he learned how stupid things can get.
And did you say that was a teacher from Berkeley?
Yeah, she's a law professor at UCal Berkeley.
Wow. That just blows my mind. And I tell you, there's another really good educational piece, if you want to dare to look at it, by Matt Walsh, and it's called What is a Woman?
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all seen that yet?
I've seen parts of it. I've not had a chance to sit through the whole thing yet.
It is really good, but after the hour and a half, you'll be like, well, I just wasted an hour and a half of my life. But it just shows where these folks are at. And, I hope that you're right.
I've heard that it's one of those shows, the Matt Walsh piece is one you have to take in small doses because it'll wear you out.
Exactly. And it's just like what you played, just ramped up a little bit, and the whole show is like that. Everybody he talks is like, except for one person, one educated professor he talked to about, you know, and it's like 99.9% of all the cells in your body are either male or female, but yeah, gender is fluid, so go figure.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, have a good afternoon. I appreciate listening to the show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Thanks. All right, let me jump over to line three. Hey, it's Allie. Allie from Athens. How you doing, my friend?
Well, and I've just got one thing to say. Counselor, let the record reflect that Professor Bridges does not teach at Berkeley. She teaches at Berserkly, sir.
Okay.
And I might add, back in the 60s, that was where I actually wanted to go to college, and thank God my parents said no.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would have been a serious indoctrination. In fact, during the 60s, I'm not sure if it was stronger towards left-leaning ideologies or now. But
we are completely experiencing a repeat of all of it. I'm telling you, just like the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Well, you're right. Absolutely. And all is striving and vanity and striving after wind. But Allie, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, real quick, I got about 1 minute. I'll go ahead and take last call here. Will from Monrovia. Will, how you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, with the way that I'm seeing this being presented in the media and everything, it's almost like it's a religion. And it, to me, it almost seems like it should be treated as a religion so that, you know, people who want to believe it can have their own belief system. But you can't teach it in schools to my kids. You can go through and have your, we can get along together. We can be respectful of each other and everything, but we can respect, would have to go both ways during that.
Yeah. They only want a one-sided conversation right now. They want to tell you what's what,
right,
and you have to lump it. But, how dare we ask questions? And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't, not at all. Especially when our kids are involved.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Will, thanks for the call, man. I'm up against a break. You got to go take it. But we appreciate you being in the audience. All right, Copper, move us to the last break of the day. We'll go do that. We'll come back, wrap the day up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, you hear the ads for Just Love Coffee. And folks, I got to tell you, I love Just Love Coffee. They've got they're such an amazing place. And I say that not just for the great food and the great coffee products and the other drinks they've got, but they're also, one of the things that I do love about them is they are an organization that gives back to the community. It's like their thing is not just to be servants in terms of service provided with something you're going to want to eat or drink. They love doing things that give back to the community as a whole. And so Travis over at Just Love Coffee's Huntsville locations here in the listening area wanted me to make sure y'all knew that for the next several weeks, they've got some charitable fundraising opportunities going on there with different organizations they're supporting as a organization themselves. So July 16th, this coming weekend, at the Madison location, Maria House is who they're supporting. It's the Maria House Awareness and Fundraiser. The Maria House is an organization that's spelled M-A-R-E-A, by the way. The Maria House serves local single women, mothers of children, and women in crisis. And so, yeah, what they're doing basically is they open the doors to the Maria House to have an opportunity to sort of meet with people that are there. They raise funds. They do different things. They have other groups come in and sort of set up shop in the parking lot at different times. So, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. So cool that they're not just a sponsor of this show. They're not just a provider of great beverages and things to eat, but they're also an organization that truly tries to give back to the community. This weekend, July 16th, they'll be supporting the Maria House. You might want to stop by. Yeah, so back on that piece of the triple dipper that I've been doing, that's not how this works. Well, let me tell you, there are some experts. It's not just the law professors who know things. You remember the World Health Organization? Okay, some of y'all just cringed in your seat. Boomers over here laughing. The World Health Organization. Yeah, the same organization, by the way, that our own Alabama representative, Mike Rogers, who represents sort of the eastern rim, if you will, of Alabama. He's already said that the World Health Organization, or the UN, I'm sorry, has repeatedly proven itself to be an utterly useless organization. He's got actual legislation right now to have the U.S. pulled out of the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the UN permanently. Permanently. Well, storyline that I've got on Fox, dated yesterday. Headline, you ready for this? The World Health Organization, you know that place that's filled with scientists, the World Health Organization now says that gender exists on a continuum and is beyond non-binary. What the heck? What are we doing here? All right, the World Health Organization will update its gender guidance to reflect its belief that gender goes beyond non-binary, the organization has announced. So they have a gender mainstreaming manual, they call it. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. See if you can even figure out what this means, because this is what you call liberal gobbledygook. You ready? That's an important intellectual phrase, gobbledygook. All right. The updated guidance for the WHO, the World Health Organization, will focus on, quote, you ready? Highlighting and expanding on the concept of intersectionality, which looks at how gender power dynamics interact with other hierarchies of privilege or disadvantage, resulting in inequality and differential health outcomes for different people. Going beyond non-binary approaches to gender and health to recognize gender and sexual diversity, or the concepts that gender identity exists on a continuum and that sex is not limited to male or female. Shut up! That is just awful. I mean, Copper, I see you laughing. Yeah, I know. It's just,
crazy.
But there were some great Scrabble words in there.
There
were some great Scrabble words in that mix.
I'm sure.
Although we did see the other day in one of my other stories that Boomer's pointing out, Scrabble had to remove a bunch of their words because they were deemed to be not woke enough or something. I don't know. World Health Organization. Do you have a caller a minute ago, Copper? What just happened? I saw you going on the board.
He said that he's been donating beef to some women's shelters. Sort of in line with our previous conversation about what are women. Well, seems he knows the answer to that.
Oh, okay. Basically, you're saying that we couldn't put him on the air because of something he was saying, or what?
No.
Okay. I thought you were saying that. Okay. Oh, I get you now.
What would actually help women? Well, maybe you donate some food to women's shelter so they can afford to eat rather than talking about trans rights and whatever.
Oh, it was a good phone call.
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank you. All right. I thought you were saying you couldn't put him on the air because something inappropriate happened.
He just didn't want to
come on. I am so sorry. All right. I take back all of the thoughts that I went straight to the negative. I shouldn't have done that. All right. Well, listen. Hey, listen, folks. It has been an enjoyable time this week. We're going to continue on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're back in the syndication across the northern half of the state, from Clanton to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, wrapping over into parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia. That's just fun, man. And I'm telling you, we're not done. It's because of this audience and, oh, by the way, the new Right Side Ruffians we have recently acquired. We're going to keep marching towards the coast. Right Side Radio, the goal is that we blanket the entire state of Alabama before too long. But for right now, I'm proud to be with those of you that are with us. All right, folks, listen. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We're back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.